In this lesson, you will discover how to buy a home in pre-foreclosure, make a fortune doing it, and even if you don't have any money for capital. But first, please do me three favors. One, hit that like button until it turns blue in the face to tell the algorithm that this video is live. Two, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications in order to get alerted when I do release these videos. Three, tell me in the comment area what topic you would like me to cover in the next video. My name is Ola, and I'm the author of two books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download absolutely for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'm also the creator of My Empire Pro and 11 Days Challenge Quick Start Guide, which you can access at www.11dayschallenge.com. What is pre-foreclosure and why should you care? Pre-foreclosure are homes that have made it to a list of homes that are in the preliminary stages of the foreclosure process. The foreclosure process is involved when a lender seizes a property and puts it up for sale in order to recoup their money. In the 22 judicial foreclosure states of the United States, the foreclosure process must involve the court, while the lenders do not have to go to court in non-judicial foreclosure states. Why should you care about the pre-foreclosure stages? As you can imagine, the pre-foreclosure stages is probably longer in the 22 judicial states than the 28 other states. The pre-foreclosure period in a non-judicial state such as Texas and California, if everything goes according to schedule, is 120 days or much less. Particularly in Texas, the property could be foreclosed on in as little as 45 days, while in a judicial state like New Jersey, it takes 12 months or more. Florida happens to be a judicial foreclosure state, but a property can be completely foreclosed on in as little as 160 days and as long as 14 months. It just depends on what part of Florida. Ultimately, the foreclosure process timeline depends on the individual state and what part of the state, because it is administered at the county level in most states. The pre-foreclosure opportunity. During pre-foreclosure, which is the period when it becomes public that a property owner defaults on a lien or mortgage loan and the takeover of a foreclosed property, you can slide in and make an offer. The owner remains the legal owner throughout the pre-foreclosure period. The longer that period is, the more the homeowner realizes they probably cannot afford the property. On the contrary, from my experience in certain types of neighborhood, the longer the pre-foreclosure period is, the more comfortable the owner or tenant gets with the idea of living in a property for free. Nonetheless, the pre-foreclosure period is a great time to slide into property owners' inboxes, text messages, mailboxes to present an offer to purchase the property at a significant discount. Pre-foreclosure homes at 65 cents on the dollar. It's a numbers game. And what you're looking for is a motivated seller. These are property owners who have concluded that the property is a liability and needs to be gotten rid of. What I want you to do is download a list of pre-foreclosure in your target area. You can use www.empirebigdata.com for easily doing that. Then I want you to set up an outreach campaign that offers to buy the properties for cash and receive calls from a percentage of these prospects. When they call, you want to present an offer to them based on the 65% rule. What is the 65% rule for presenting an offer? You should check out a free tool I created for this at www.dealestimator.com. Essentially, you're looking for the ARV, after repair value, which is what the property is worth in today's market when it's in perfect condition. Then you want to multiply that ARV number with 65%, and the product is your maximum allowable offer, the MAO. How to buy a home in pre-foreclosure without your own cash. It's a marketing game. Initially, this does not have to be about you buying the property for your own portfolios. You can do so if you can afford it, but you do not have to be able to afford buying a whole pre-foreclosure home before you can get in the game. When you get really good at finding and negotiating these types of deals, there are many people like me willing to take over the deal disposition and pay you 2% or more of the ARV. Let's put that 2% in perspective. The highest I've made from a single deal like this is $82,000, but I've averaged between $15,000 to $35,000 per deal. If you do enough of those deals, you will eventually be able to afford retaining some of them for your personal portfolio. So you do not need your own capital cash in order to get in the game. A few $100 for marketing will get you started. Investing in coaching and mentorship can make success a little faster and inevitable, of course. Can you find these deals on Zillow? Sure you can, but the process of sorting through houses to collect enough data in order to turn this into a lucrative business venture will be too excruciating. It's not worth it. Tell me in the comment area any questions you may still have about buying a home in pre-foreclosure. Next time, if you want, we may discuss some of the pros and cons. Just know for now that the pros outweigh the cons when you treat it like a business and not a hobby. Don't forget to download your two free books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Also check out the 11 Days Challenge Quick Start Guide at www.11dayschallenge.com. Check out the next video on the screen for more information all about making money from home.